This is tape 3, side 1 of an oral history interview in the Black Heritage of the Upper Piedmont, South Carolina Project. Interviewer is W.J. Meganson. Interviewee is Jim Benson. We're working in Abel Baptist Cemetery on August the 12th, 1989. We're in about the fourth row of cemetery number 2. And if you will, sir, give me this tombstone reading.
Name. This is Tina Dupuy. Daughter died December 16, 1928, age 47 years. Faithful unto death.
Was she a married woman?
No, she was not.
She was single. And who was her father? Do you remember?
I don't remember his name either. Dupuy wasn't her father, but that's her mother's husband. Mm-hmm. And she was a Dupuy. Her mother was a Dupuy before she married a man, John Singleton. John Singleton was her last husband. But she was a Dupuy.
Where did the Dupuys live?
They lived in this area.
Right around here.
Yeah.
We've passed, again, several unmarked graves, and this one is?
John Collin, born 1885, died October 1930, age 45.
And let's see, that's October 11.
I taught that. That's a FLT. That's an odd fella. Emblem as an odd fella.
What does FLT stand
FLT,
for?
FLT, friendship, love, and truth. Mm-hmm. The three lengths to represent. That's what they were.
What was the order?
The order was a United Order of Odd Fellows. That was it.
Where was it headquartered? In Central?
And the largest located in Central, Clemson, mm-hmm. Calhoun, rather, at that time.
Was there a lodge hall?
At the lodge, they had to have a lodge hall.
And where was it?
It was in Calhoun.
I mean, where, do you know?
Yeah, that was it.
Do you know where in Calhoun the building was located?
No, right below the church, where Golden View Church is. Mm-hmm. On the same lot.
On the same lot as Golden View. Mm-hmm. Which also had the schoolhouse there too, didn't it?
Yeah, they had a school out there. Used to have it. But all three of them was on the same lot.
Our next stone, although there may be a grave in between, is Jimmy Frewster, 1878-1933.
Yeah. Yeah, Jimmy Frewster, that's related to those Frewsters over yonder in that number one. Like Elias Frewster's son, Jimmy. His name, I believe his dad's name, Thomas Frewster.
The lines here of the rows are fairly blurred, and it's hard to tell exactly which are supposed to be in order with which, because they're not in straight lines.
Number 4, go right across the feet of these shunts. This line would be in number 5, I guess. This row, of course, I don't know who they are, but they would be on number 5. Okay, this is number 4.
It looks like after we pass row number 5, we're going to get to much straighter rows.
mm-hmm. and easier to follow.
Live number four.
This is Mother Rena B. Phillips, August 15, 1865, dash, and it's not filled in when she died. Son, Willie E. Foreman, without an E in the middle, F-O-R-M-A-N, mm-hmm. July 17, 1894, to July 28, 1951. So he died a good while before his mother, apparently.
Evidently, I don't see her death there.
Do you know whether she's buried here?
Yeah, that's right.
She is buried, but they didn't carve the...
They're both buried right in there.
It looks like one of the graves is virtually in the center of the plot right here.
Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah.
Okay, there's spaces for what may be four or five plots between that one and the next one with a marker. Do you happen to know whose this is without any marker, but clearly?
Yeah, it is one. There's three. There would be three between them.
The next one with the marker is Katie Bennett, July 25, 1938, December 11, 1980. Now, she's considerably later than most of the other people. How did she happen to be buried in this area?
Well, that's quite a few of them on this end out here. Quite a few of them in this end out here is buried here because they were not members. In other words, they wasn't current members of the church, so they buried them out here. Mm-hmm. And we got, that's why some of them out here. But mostly, quite a few of them. Late graves in here, they were not members of the ABL Church, and they wanted to be buried. So out here on this end, we buried them according to no provision made out there for non-members. Mm-hmm.
So cemetery number three is almost exclusively members.
It's more that's filled with members of the church, our Golden View. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But non-members, we have ceased to bury. The last few years, we've ceased to bury non-members out there.
So you're using some other space at the edge of this that had not been used before.
That's right. Since that time, well, we've been putting the non-members here on the end of number two, right here.
Okay, and we have a small metal marker for Edith R. Williams. '65, '82. Superior Funeral Home. Are those birth and death dates? Or do you know? Oh, that must be 6582.
Yeah.
June 5, 1982. Uh-huh. So she was a non-member also?
That's right.
To the east of Edith Williams is a metal stake and the sign has come off of it. And the one beyond that is Mr. George Ferguson, F-E-R-G-U-S-O-N, July 21, 1902, October 8, 1987, age 85, an Adams mortuary marker. And there are two more graves here. This next one doesn't have the name still in it. Do you know whose this is?
I don't know who that is. This is somebody.
And the final one in this row is Marcus J. Connolly, C-O-N-N-E-L-L-Y, 1965 to 1988. He was a fairly young man, do you remember?
Red George, this man there.
Yes.
He was I don't know how old he was, but he was up in age. He wasn't an old man. But they shipped him here from somewhere up the road. His niece had him buried up here.
So he had moved off and still had family here.
His niece was sent it. He was shipped from up the road somewhere, but she provided a place on Mary here.
Okay, we need to go back and pick up a few others in these uneven lines. We're back at George Ferguson's grave.
Yeah, his wife is out John on number 3. His wife's out there number 3. Next to Aaron Mason, where he said Aaron Mason's wife raised those George Ferguson went away sometime, went to California somewhere, but after all the requests, whenever he passed, by going to be buried way back. So they shipped him from California back here to bury him. That's been about 2 years ago.
Let's change our procedure this time and start and work from east to west, because that way I think we can more easily pick up the ones that we have missed because of the uneven lines. The grave farthest to the east and nearest to the Masonic Lodge is a Smith plot, a quite large one. And on the left, it says Russell B., October 11, 1972, May 24, 1985. At the bottom, at rest. In the top right, it says son, and a football with the number 18. There must be a story behind that.
Yes, dude. Now, see, she had her grave left there, but here, this boy got killed in an automobile accident, a crowd of school students, and he got killed in that accident.
Was he a football player?
Yeah, he was. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he did football, and he allied with quite a few activities around the school. He was noted for being one among the most active students there were. He participated in football, basketball, and track. There were several of the activities in sports. He was there, and he was noted to be famous among and out with all the, you know, it was a kind of a,
working to our west, Joseph Earl, 1946 to 1985. This one is a Gilbert Funeral Parlor Incorporated sign. Where's the Gilbert Funeral Parlor located?
Joseph Bell. I know that boy, but he can't come to me.
Where's the funeral parlor itself located? Gilbert.
Gilbert Funeral. Uh-huh.
Is that in this area?
No, Gilbert, he do quite a bit of burying here.
Mm-hmm.
And
where was his headquarters?
Seneca.
Seneca.
Yeah. And Sarah Galloway.
Sarah G. Galloway, G-A-L-L-A-W-A-Y, mm-hmm. August 22, 1909, July 8, 1981, gone but not forgotten. And both the Smith and the Galloway graves have coping around them and crushed gravel. The next stone is for
Rufus Gilead.
And it says at the top, "Come ye blessed." I don't believe there are any dates on the stone, are there? Unless they're on the other side.
I don't reckon they are. Okay. I thought I'd get that one eaten. No, it ain't nothing on it.
Just some bugs.
Oh, what happened? This boy, this man, he worked over here for Miss Boggs. She was an old widow, and when he passed, why they put that stone to his grave. But he worked there with some kind of a family man, and did quite a. And so when he passed, why they put that rock to his grave.
Which Boggs was that? Hmm? Which Boggs family did he work for?
It was the widow and her daughter, is old Miss Boggs was her name.
Which town, or where were they located?
Oh, yeah.
Was that Myra Payne Boggs?
That's who it was.
Okay, that's her.
That's who it was. that's who it was.
There's probably, the stone next to it is another World War I veteran, George O. Smith, South Carolina, Private 1st Company, 156th Depot Brigade, World War I, September 6, 1890, December 16, 1956. I noticed that George Smith must have been about 27, 28 when he was fighting in World War I.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, George Smith. I remember him very well. I remember him, George Smith. That might be a name on it.
There he is. I need your help reading it.
Mm-hmm. And I might not know who it was.
French is the first part of it.
Francis. H. No, is that a H? H. F. R. A. N. C. H. Yes.
This looks like another one that may need some rubbing, and even then we may have trouble with it. Mm-hmm. Well, we'll put that on our agenda for another day, too. Mm-hmm. Will Hill, November 3, 1873, July 29, 1946. And to the north of that are two others, because the lines are not running regularly here. And this is Marion, M-A-R-I-O-N, Patterson, died May 13. ...1944. And a very difficult stone to its west. Can you read this one?
That's it, you know. I don't know what it is.
Another one for a later day. This one is made the same style as the other one we couldn't read at what I presume must have been just about the same time. We've now passed several apparently unmarked graves in somewhat irregular lines and come to a large plot for perhaps six or eight, mm-hmm. with concrete block coping. And no marking. Do you know anything about these people?
No, I don't know. I don't know who they are. Have an eye.
Immediately to the west of that large plot is Hattie Watkins, died 1938. Do you know anything about Hattie?
Yeah, I knew of her. She was the daughter of William Watkins we seen over here in number yes the other day. We seen it over yon in the other cemetery. She was the daughter of that William Watkins.
So does that mean she was not married?
She never was married. No. Elizabeth Hill. Elizabeth Hill. She died, born 20th of February 1878, died 26th March 1938. Elizabeth Hill, I don't know.
I'm not sure I heard you right. 1938 is the death date.
That's right.
Okay. Toward the western end of this line is a fieldstone for an unmarked grave, and very close to it, with polished, rather fancy coping and a polished stone, Shaw George Richard, Sr., December 12, 1857, April 1, 1931, rest in peace, and crushed gravel on it. Who was George Shaw? Obviously, his family both respected him and had money.
He came from the low part of the state. George Shaw did. He was they had prisoners doing free labor and building a Clemson. And he was one among them, George Shaw. But they said he had a family where he come from, but nobody knew about it, but he did have raised a family here, George Shaw.
So he had been a prisoner, then settled here after the term was up.
That's right. After I believe was when he freed a whole lot of prisoners, and then he was in that, and there was a lot of prisoners. They came here from low part of the state, and they worked here as free laborers when they were building Clemson. First, the native Clemson there. So George Shaw was one among them.
He seems to have acquired a lot of property.
Oh, he did. He had it. And even till after here, not so long ago, that his family, his inheritance, what he had quite a big area right there in the town of Clemson now, and his children, they sold that to not so long ago. It's been something like 5 or 6 years, but it was divided among his children.
He must have been a mighty hard worker to have accomplished all that, starting with nothing.
He was a quite a worker. He was noted as quite a worker. He was the first man that owned a team, mule team, and he hauled garbage and stuff around Clemson there. And he also, before they had the water toilet, they used to have those outhouses. Now he had a job. He cleaned those houses, cleaned out them houses. He had a job nobody didn't want.
But he made a lot of money, apparently.
That's his word. Yeah, that's the result of his prosperity, what he amounted to, doing what the other fellows won't do, you have what he ain't got.
His land, I think, was fairly close to where the new Comfort Inn is being built, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right.
And there's a street named for Shaw over there in the same place.
Right. Yeah.
The last marker beyond Shaw is Harvey Hill, December 23, 1900, died August 25, 1930. There is probably a grave immediately to its west, and beyond it, almost out into the woods, is a stone, but no marking on it. Once again, it looks like it's going to work best to do two rows because they overlap, and this is reading from west to east. Whose stone is this?
Bonnie Reed. Bonnie Reed.
And the dates?
I mean, she's born 1886. Died
April
29th, 1936.
Member of the PBA Society.
Yeah.
Is his name spelt just like the fruit, P-E-A-C-H?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right.
Now there's a round marker of sorts here. What can you tell me about it?
I don't know. I just somebody put that there. It is probably set at a grave. Don't know who he was.
It's not the same style as some of the other round markers we have seen either. Another man with the Lodge symbol at the top, Joe S. Payton, P-A-Y-T-O-N, born January 5, 1888, died June 21, 1933, faithful to the, last word is obscured, but probably last.
He's a odd fella. Odd fella. FLT link on the top. Friendship, love, and truth.
Now, throughout this entire area, we're passing a lot of space in which there are no stones. So there are a fair number of unmarked graves in this area. And
I don't know.
Another one that's illegible, except perhaps through rubbing.
I don't know who they are.
Susie Bird. Born 1865. Died, and the death date is submerged under the ground.
1865.
Do you remember her?
I remember her. Yeah, I remember.
Tell me about her.
She was the mother of Frank Bird. She was the mother of Frank Bird, and Frank Bird has a large family living right here, which are members of this church here.
She, I believe, was working for my grandmother at her boarding house, as it's shown in the 1910 census.
Is that right?
Aunt Sue Bird?
Yeah?
Yes.
What about that?
Helped some with raising my mother and some of the rest of the family.
Yeah.
Do you know anything about this square stone? It's not even clear whether it ever had any writing on it or not. On the side, doesn't that say 44? But apparently without a name.
That seemed to be that. That's probably a foot of wood. Or that down. Yeah, this is. Now, this is the line we're on now. This is the line we're on. That's that.
On the other side of a large evergreen tree, Janie, J-A-N-N-I-E, H. Reese, R-E-E-S-E, died April 14, 1945, age 65 years, at rest. And was Reese her own or her married name?
She married. She was the wife of Hamp Reese. Hamp Reese at Rock Casino. This is her, his wife.
Do you remember what her family name was?
No, I don't remember her family. I don't remember her family because she came here as a house made for some of the people over here at Clemson. And I don't even know where those people come from, but she come here as a house made with them.
So she wasn't local initially. She moved from elsewhere.
She wasn't.
How old was she when she came to the area as a maid?
Well, I don't know. She was, she must not have been too old because she had a family and her children about something younger than I am. She must not have been much age.
And here we have a grave with a foot and a headstone, but no name. And another one with brick coping with concrete around it. Alfonso, Alphonso, C. Martin, South Carolina, Regiment 497, Engineers, December 6, 1921, September 21, 1946. So this is a World War II marker, and I believe the first one of those we have seen.
Yeah, that's right, he was in World War II.
Now here's the grave for somebody well known in this area.
Yeah, that's
Greenlee.
That's the one that we made mention of the other day. Addie Greenlee,